It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting edition for August 15th. We're halfway through the month already? Holy crap! Edition. So, a second here as I check, punch through. Just punching on the ramp. So I've been saying this in every backup episode, and you may not even realize it, but I'm actually recording two episodes a day right now. One episode being a backup for in case I can't do the themed edition of the show. Because I'm finding myself into an area now where I definitely need a computer. And, you know, maybe I'm not doing great research per se, but I'm just kind of going through my Storm Spotter book that I got free from the National Weather Service as my source material. And you'd think that'd have to be pretty accurate, you know, decent information at least, because they push that out. That's what they give their Storm Spotters. That's what they give at the trainings. I think they're actually working on a new revision potentially, because they didn't have any the last time. It says something about something newer coming, or working on something new. Oh, excuse me. It is still 9:45 in the morning at my time, so I'm having to go get my kids, take them to the dentist. So, you know, it's hard to get these appointments scheduled at a reasonable time sometimes. So anyway, last night I was able to record my thunderstorm type show, and as I was typing out the show notes, I was looking at how much it got. I was like, ugh, that's already an entire show, and I wasn't done with the entire thunderstorm types. So I thought it'd be kind of fun, and I guess you can call it a cliffhanger, and I saved Super Stealths for the next episode. Hopefully I can get to that tonight. We'll see how things kind of fall into place. I am deep into our budget book, and maybe on a Sunday edition I will talk a little bit more about that if this doesn't go out. Or I know I had one for yesterday when I went to a lot of detail about the book and how it works and stuff. Maybe this will be like a bonus episode I publish. I guess we'll have to see how things fall into place here. I also don't want to, you know, like stack onto what other people are doing, or, you know, because we have, what, 21 people in there, and each one does 5 to 10 minutes. That's 210 minutes or so of content every day. That's a lot of content, so I don't want to necessarily throw that out into the feed. I'll see if I come up with something, but I just thought it would be nice to have some a backup plan just in case I don't get to the main content. So the thing is, Amy Bowen, I think, that's been doing her version of the car cast or the walking cast. And actually, I kind of appreciate that, because I do feel bad when I'm only, you know, typically recording in my car. You can hear the road noise, my blinker, me checking out the ramp, things like that. And I do feel a little guilty doing that. But, you know, I think the spirit of this is not necessarily to have good recordings every day. The spirit of it is to record every day. So I know some people have pre-recorded. I have been guilty of that. I may even do that. Oh, man, sorry. I may even do that again for this weekend. We'll see how things kind of fall into place here. NOLA D&D this weekend, unfortunately, because we DM is busy. He's got to get ready for school. He's a... I'm not sure. He teaches. I'm not sure what subject or how many classes or whatever. So between that and this a little bit lesser showing... Oh, man. Wow. Our group is definitely... I don't want to call us old, because I know probably at least half of the people in Dog Days Podcasting are definitely older than me. But we are, getting into our late 30s. No, I don't think anyone's 40 yet. But, so, you know, a lot of us have family responsibilities, adult responsibilities, so it gets hard. It's been hard to find a day, you know, that one day every 2 weeks that everyone can always show up to. So instead we kind of use, you know, when we can play, we play. The only negative to that is that this, our Dungeon Master, he has multiple groups running all towards the same story. So we're all playing a part within this main story. And so it gets a little hard timeline-wise when all of a sudden one group is 3-4 months ahead of us in game time because we just haven't had that opportunity to play. And I do wish I could play more, but I'm also not going to say, sorry, I can't do this family event because I have Dungeons & Dragons. Sorry, I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to go camping because I have Dungeons & Dragons. Trying to avoid it, trying to work around it, is not always going to happen. And I have said from beginning, or at least from when I actually started getting a family, family is always going to be first. Sorry. You know, play without me, that's fine. I don't really care. So, I think that's enough episode. Holy cow, seven minutes already. So, I will talk to you tomorrow, or maybe you won't even hear this at all, and you'll hear the regular show of learning about supercells. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.